Does anybody have an app that they want to talk about?
One is the Amazon app. The other one is Peapod. Also, the American Heritage Dictionary app is very good, very accessible. Yeah, it even has audio pronunciations.
Recently, I discovered, in addition to the Weight Watchers accessibility efforts that they've made, there is a Weight Watchers app, WW Mobile, is actually in some ways more accessible than the accessibility stuff that Weight Watchers just put out. And for anyone who goes on that program, it's if you go on the App Store, you download WW Mobile. And if you're doing Weight Watchers, it's free, but it's nice because you can see things you could never see before. You can see how much weight you've lost. You can see many, not all, there are still some issues, of the recipes. And you can look up, you know, how much fat and carbs and their structure of points in the app, so that you can keep better track and you can track what you're actually eating. Now, it's not totally accessible, but coming from the standpoint of not at all being accessible, because their philosophy used to be that, oh, we blind people could all get readers. Between the accessibility efforts of Lainey Feingold's group and this app, it's a huge improvement, and it's pretty easy to use.
There's also an app that I've seen a lot about on the list. I haven't checked it out yet, but it's called MyFitnessPal. Do people know about that? If you wear something on your wrist, and it literally can tell you everything from, you know, how many steps you walked in a day to how many calories you burned, and you can put in all sorts of information. It can tell you things about your sleeping habits and about all sorts of stuff.
I thought that was called Bitfit or something like that.
Well, that Bitfit is the device, I believe. The app is called MyFitnessPal. And I haven't tried it myself, and they say that it works fairly well.
I have an entry that doesn't work, but maybe people know why, or something else that would. Text detective, which is for text recognition. I'm not sure if it's made
I've
for
I've gotten it to be read like a couple words.
Yeah, not much. Yeah. I bought the darn thing and it never worked right.
AI Squared makes a clamp that you can clamp onto like a table and you put your phone in and it holds it fairly steady. That has at least sort of an initial
One thing I've discovered that works very, very nicely is, you know, if you know how to put a web page onto your home screen, the web pages for each of the ride providers, the ride vendors, work very, very nice on the iPhone because you can load the sign-in page for joint venture veterans or whoever it may be. And when you type in your username, your ride ID and your password, which is your six-digit birthday, it saves that. So all you have to do is double-click on the joint venture thing, find the sign-in button, and then with headings, it works very nicely for your upcoming rides, your past rides, checking your balance. I create a little folder, the ride, and I have each of the three vendors in there. It works very, very nicely. Cuts out a lot of phone calls and is much quicker and easier than visiting those sites on the web.
So what is that doing? Is it just linking to the web though when you click on it?
Yeah.
I used to use Pandora. I don't know, but I hadn't used Pandora for quite some time, and I went into it, and it must have had an update or something because it doesn't feel as accessible to me as it was. Has anybody else found it?
Yeah, that's fully accessible.
It's working.
Free version stinks.
Okay, because it used to be fine, but now I cannot get the damn thing to work most of the time.
Paid version works very nicely. Free version, you'd like get stuck in advertisements and stuff like that.
Yeah, when you first come on, it's really difficult now to select stations. It used to be much easier.
Yeah.
There's another app that I added to my phone. It's the paid version of ICE in case of emergency. You put in data from your insurance cards, medical data. You can select a whole bunch of different contacts from your contacts list, so you don't have to actually type them in.
How much does it cost?
Yeah, it wasn't very much.
A couple bucks.
Yeah. Can it make an emergency phone call for you?
I think so. I think you can select one of your contacts and then call them right from the app.
Isn't that an issue from the phones about the police being able to find you with the 911?
Not so much anymore. I think a lot of areas that works now.
When you call 911 from a cell phone, they get basically a circle that shows how the best they can distinguish your position from the various cell towers, from the closest cell tower your phone is using. And then basically they have to work with you, if possible, to pinpoint where you are within that circle. So within, say, Boston, where there's a lot of cell towers, that circle could be 100 yards.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're up in rural country somewhere, the circle could be a 3-mile diameter.
Whereas a landline, if you call, it identifies your exact address where you're calling.
Right. Yeah. There's also a new, well, I don't know how new it is, but an app for the MBTA for red, blue, and orange lines called Proximate or Proximity, and you can set up your favorite train stations, and then when you walk near the station, it'll just pop up a message on your screen saying how many minutes to the next train. Oh, it's kind of like Catch the T or Catch the Bus, but more automated.
Mickey, have you played with any of the new Comcast apps that are supposedly accessible?
I've used some of their websites that I think they've improved.
Yeah, like they
updating
have.
Your billing information, but I haven't used.
I've used the Xfinity to go. That works. You can get some of your stations.
Unfortunately, it doesn't let you pick stations and record.
The schedule is still inaccessible.
Yeah.
Part of it's accessible.
Yeah.
I figured a way around that. So if you wanted to record the Super Bowl or something, if you know the name of the show, you can do a search and put in, like, Super Bowl, and it will bring up choices. It'll give you the stations and the choices, which is accessible, and then you can click into it.
But that doesn't activate your DVR.
Yes.
Does it?
And then you can hit watch or record. You have to do the search function, because if you try and do it by schedule, it's useless. Yeah. It's a little tricky because you have to get the right name. Sometimes, but if it's like Bang or something like that, you might end up with a zillion episodes, or, you know, different on different channels at different times, like it's on all the time.
Have people heard about this movie reading app? I actually tried it. It's a new thing. It's done by SolarDX. And what it is that they only have one movie so far that it works with. It's Philomena movie. But it actually does work. What it does is you download the content, the audio description, on your phone. And then you put your phone on airplane mode. You go into the movie theater. You activate it. And it synchronizes with the actual movie with the soundtrack, and it will synchronize it, and it will actually, so you get the description through your headphones on the phone, and you listen to the movie in the theater.
What's the app called?
It's called Movie Reading, one word. And it actually works. Reading. And it works, because I used it.
You think it would work with it, like a Netflix movie?
Well, I would think that it would.
I've been told it works with, like, if you play a trailer on YouTube, it'll actually pick that up, the portion of the trailer.
Yeah, I tried it and it worked. There's another thing that just came out, too, some company that is looking for recruiting people. I forget the name of the website, but there's some companies recruiting people, and they're saying they're going to get all sorts of content with descriptions. So this is like one of the newest things that's happening.
You'll be able to stream it from your computer, I guess.
Yeah.
But see, I wonder how they're going to get around all the licensing.
Well, they're going to have to charge for some of this stuff. I can't. See, the movie reading app works because you're going into the theater, so you're paying for your ticket anyway. So that's not an issue. For something else, you know, if you're going to watch it on your computer, then they're going to have to charge you for it, because otherwise they're not going to be able to cover their licensing issues.
Airplane mode has to be off?
Well, you put it on, because you don't want to interrupt or disturb people.
Speaking of movies, one thing, people have heard of Voice Dream.
Oh, yeah.
It's very nice, very easy to navigate through movies. So I'll put Blind Mice Movies into Dropbox and then bring them in from there, and you can move by percentages and all of that.
It's one of the few apps, and I don't know how they got around it, because I know you usually can't, but you can actually search Bookshare within VoiceStream. And if you find the book you want, you just... VoiceStream is basically an app that allows you to listen to all sorts of things, newspapers, books from different sources. You can take, as he said, Dropbox files and listen to them in VoiceStream, MP3 files.
Word files and PDFs.
Yep, Word files, PDFs. It has a number of voices. One of the new ones they just came out with is James, which is probably the best voice I've ever heard in synthesized speech. It was just on sale recently. It's usually like $10 an app.
I got it for $4.99.
Yeah, I don't use like the Read to Go app from Bookshare. I don't even use that anymore. I just use VoiceStream.
And it also has voices in different languages.
Yes.
The Spanish voice is much better than the voiceovers.
For Bookshare, it's seamless integration.